Hello and welcome to MMA Hi-Fi. My name is Kieran McNairn, and I'm here to help you make sense of the crazy world of MMA by giving you the top five stories from the past week. The crazy world of MMA just got crazier as the UFC have announced that they are cancelling the flyweight division almost immediately. Not even a week after Demetrius Johnson left the UFC for one championship, the UFC have decided they no longer want the entire division that he loomed large over. They've offered a number of fighters the opportunity to move up to bantamweight and simply cut the rest. One story which provides an example of what's been happening with the UFC recently is that of Justin Scoggins, who accepted a bantamweight fight less than a week out, only to be told that he, as a flyweight, had been cut. But wait, there's more. A flyweight title fight between Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw is widely expected to be announced any day now, as the UFC continues to throw fighters at this champ-champ idea. At this point, you really have to ask yourself, why? Why is the UFC keen on having multiple fighters hold two belts at the same time? It's not good for any division, because it holds up both. The UFC is in the business of promoting the UFC, not individual fighters, so it's doubtful that this is about making stars, i.e. trying to make TJ into a household name like Conor. The most likely reason they're chasing this idea of putting multiple belts on people or putting on so-called super fights has to be because they saw something that worked once and they're so deep in debt that they're keen to just absolutely rinse any idea that has a chance of bringing in more money. They're also so creatively bankrupt in terms of promotional ideas that they just think, you know, one belt good, two belt must be better. UFC, here's an idea. Esports is a growing phenomenon. Create the UFC esports brand, focusing on beat-em-ups, promote leagues for your video game, as well as Street Fighter, Tekken, Soul Calibur, Super Smash Bros., etc. Have your fighters involved in this, such as maybe a Twitch partner and legit video game streaming star Demetrius Johnson head it. Oh wait, you've already traded him for a fighter that people who pay for your pay-per-views won't actually want to watch fight more than once. That's a little bit of a rant for me, so sorry. It's just, I love the game and hate the player a little bit right now. But it's not all doom and gloom. There's a UFC Fight Night card on Sunday. This will be headlined by Chan Sung-jung, the Korean Zombie, and late replacement Yair Rodriguez. Yair's obviously stepping in for Frankie Edgar, who had to drop out a couple of weeks ago. The co-main event here is a welterweight bout between Donald Cerrone and Mike Perry. That really looks like what happens when your Red Dead Redemption character fights your GTA 5 character. That is a joke I stole from Twitter. We've also got Raquel Pennington and Jermaine Randamie on the card. Benil Dariush versus Thiago Moises. You guys can correct me on that one. That's been moved up to the main card after Ray Borg versus Joseph Benavidez was scrapped. We've also got Macy Barber and Hannah Seifers. Your guess is as good as mine. And Mike Trezano versus Violent Bob Ross, Luis Peña. Meanwhile, over in Singapore, Kevin Bellington has ended Bibiano Fernandez's five-year reign as one bantamweight champion. He won a hard-fought split decision victory over the man who KO'd him the first time they met. If you're not aware, Fernandez is Demetrius Johnson's main training partner and has been as dominant as the former UFC champion was, even recording a longer win streak, 14 wins for Fernandez versus Johnson's 13, albeit against a very different level of competition. Throughout the fight, it was clear that Bellington was not the same fighter as the one Fernandez faced in January 2016, with both his striking and defensive grappling seeing marked improvement. The decision itself was contentious, however, and we have to expect a trilogy fight at some point in 2019. Our final story of the day is about a boxer. Despite featuring in a press conference for the fight and boasting about his wrestling in a video interview published by The Guardian, Floyd Mayweather has tried to write a press release with his crayons, given up, and then just dictated it to some lackey who published it on Instagram. In this press release, Mayweather has denied that he was ever going to fight Tenshin Nasukawa and even said they had no idea who he was before the face-off. According to him, he went to discuss a 9-minute, 3-round private exhibition for some very rich businessmen, and he really didn't want to be rude by refuting Sakakaraba's words as he spoke them at the press conference. Now, this is a conjecture, but I have a feeling that Mayweather's team and the Rizin team could not come to terms over the rules, with Rizin wanting some sort of real fight, and Mayweather and his team wanting an exhibition or a boxing-only bout. Whatever the case, hopefully this is the last we see of Mayweather's name appearing in MMA circles. That's all for me, Kier McNairn on MMA High Five. If you're overhearing this on a friend's phone, or someone is rudely listening to stuff on their headphones so loud that you can hear every word that I'm saying clearly, you can find all past and future episodes of the show by searching for MMA High Five, that's the number 5, anywhere you find podcasts. You could also go to shootingtheshit.co.uk, where everything that I do is posted. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday next week to recap on everything that's happened this weekend.